All right, here's a guy that I'm sure has had a lot of chances for selfies, for pictures. Maybe he signs his own picture. It's possible. You hear him on the NBA on ESPN. He was in the building last night. Here's Mark Kesticher. Would you sign your own picture, Mark, if you had a selfie with Michael Jordan?
Gentlemen, good afternoon. I have a picture with Hubie Brown and myself. I signed it, and it went from 2 cents to 1 cent value, so I can't really speak to what you're talking about. I try not to ask for selfies, but as I'm walking out of Crypto, I guess it's called, I want to say Staples Center, there's a gentleman on, I forget the name of the show, I don't think it's CSI, it might be NCIS LA, the show with LL Cool J.
Yes.
And there's a character, a lesser character. His name is Roundtree, and I'm just like, how do I know this guy? I didn't know who it was. I'm like, oh, that's that actor. My wife and daughter will appreciate that. So I asked him for a picture, and he looked at me like, you want to take a picture with me? And I'm like, man, it must be rough being an F-level celebrity. Like, they can walk through Staples Center without even being asked for a pic. So
right.
That's the extent of my selfies.
Okay, I like it. And you're right. In L.A., that's one thing. Now, if that guy's in Memphis or Oklahoma City, you know, he's courtside and he's a superstar. It's a totally different scene, I'm sure. But we got started on this conversation because, you know, everyone's seen the shot. You know, LeBron fadeaway breaks the record. And we mentioned that everyone's got their camera out. It turns out the one guy I referenced was Phil Knight.
It's Phil Knight
is sitting there. And he's the only guy in the pick without his phone up. And you were there calling a game. Like, you're obviously engaged. But did it have a different feel in terms of the crowd having to document the fact that they were there? Were there more phones and pictures being taken last night?
I just think it's a sign of the times. Everybody wants to do social media. You spent who knows how much money to get into that building last night, and you wanted to document it. The only problem was I looked at that picture, and it is amazing when you know, look at a picture from the 80s or the 90s, and then you look at a big sports photo from today and see the phones. But to me, it's, you're looking at your phone. Like, I would hold my phone up, but I want to still see it live with my own eyes. And, like, 80% of the people in that picture are watching it on the little 4-inch screen.
Right.
And they just paid $5 million to see the game. So that's the one thing I noticed in that shot was how many people, basically, it's like walking across the street with your head down texting, you know, through an intersection. It's pretty remarkable how times have changed.
Was it cool when they were both out there, him and Kareem? I mean, sometimes it's awkward. I don't think the person genuinely wants them to break the record. And sometimes in sports moments, it can get a little bit weird. Was it a cool moment, and did it seem genuine, like love and respect, and it was all good?
It did seem genuine, because everything you've heard the last few years was, you know, LeBron and Kareem, there wasn't really a relationship there, even though Kareem has debunk that, and you know, I heard he'd be in the building, but we're getting close to tip off time, and I'm like, where's Kareem? And then we found him, you know, sitting along the baseline there, and then it just, you know, everything worked out fine. You know, James didn't want it to be on a free throw. It wasn't. I was terrified that it would be a shot that would be disallowed on replay, you know, after 5 minutes, the ball's in his hands and the shot clock expires and we got to do it all over again. I was even more afraid that he'd try five different sky hooks on five different possessions, and it would be like the dunk contest at the All-Star game. So from that end, it all worked out. And then, you know, they grab the ball. Kareem gets on the court, got that, you know, 80-foot arm delivering it to LeBron James. And I think, you know, LeBron, you know, the emotion, I think, was true. I can't imagine those were crocodile tears. But he, you know, had realized a record that I don't think he ever anticipated to break. I was calling the game with your guy, Vince Carter, last night. I think it was his first ever radio game.
Wow.
And for a guy who had 25,000 points in his career, and even I think Lamar Odom walked by us at one point, and that's the one thing all those guys talked about was, especially in Vince's case, when you get into that top 30 of scoring and you look at the top and you see Karl Malone and you see Kareem, this is well before LeBron made his ascent, you're just like, oh, I can get up, you know, maybe to the top 20, the top 15, but nobody's getting to 38,000. And that was blowing those guys' minds, is that somebody actually got that record.
That's insane. Yeah. How was the atmosphere, considering, you know, the record was the focus, but the Lakers eventually lost and really were trailing most of the game?
Yeah, that's, you know, and that's the storyline of the year, isn't it? I mean, it's, we kind of knew that it's going to be, I don't know if they're ever going to go on any kind of sustained win streak. I was shocked when I looked and I saw they actually won five straight games at one point. And then I think Anthony Davis got hurt again, and that ended that. But it was, they just have not been able to put it together in a mediocre, what's turning out to be a mediocre bottom of the West. I mean, all you need is like a good week and go from 10th place to 5th place. And it's, I don't want to say it's dysfunctional. It's just they don't have enough parts. And I like Russell Westbrook in the sixth man role, but there are combinations where then you really can't have Russell in at the end of the game. And just, and I don't know what was going on with Anthony Davis last night. He just wasn't engaged. I saw all the social media after. I didn't notice that live, that, you know, he wasn't standing up for LeBron. And apparently, you know, he and LeBron had an exchange that was caught on a microphone, and LeBron told him he loved him, and Anthony Davis didn't even, like, respond. So I don't know what's going on that front, but it all adds up to this was the year where they celebrate a record, and that's it. You know, even a play-in game looks like it's not, you know, in the cards right now. We'll see what they do with the trade deadline tomorrow, but it's unfortunate because these are the last great years of LeBron, we think. I mean, he keeps scoring 30 points a game at later age, who knows, and, you know, who knows how much longer he'll play with Anthony Davis, but it just doesn't seem to be the right mixture for some reason.
Yeah, we're chatting with Mark Kastetcher of the NBA on ESPN, ESPN Radio. He was in the building calling the game last night, watching it live up close and personal. LeBron passing the Kareem record, and as you pointed out, it was fitting that LeBron was great. You know, the focus was LeBron, and yet they still lose to a pretty mediocre, if not below mediocre, Oklahoma City team. And a lot of people have been focused on LeBron's comments this week. He's been doing interviews and saying, you know, I believe I can still play. I got a lot left in the tank for whoever I play for. You know, so trying to read into that as if maybe now that he's got the record, he isn't so committed to the Lakers. Could you see that being the case, Mark, where LeBron, you know, tries to get out at some point and tries to go somewhere else and chase another championship?
You know, I can see that. I think he loves it out here. I'm still here in L.A. We're calling the game tomorrow as well because we didn't know which game he was going to break it. And I can understand why, because it's, you know, 72 degrees. I'm rolling through Laurel Canyon right now, and I can understand why somebody would want to live in this area if you could afford it and didn't mind the mudslides when it rains. But beyond that, I think he likes being based out here. You know, his kids are ones, you know, I think, yeah, they're all still in high school. The other one's getting ready to pick a college to play ball at. And I think that's the next step. I don't know, you know, how good Bronny James is going to be. I mean, everyone's saying he's a four-star prep school basketball player, and LeBron, you know, wants to have his Ken Griffey Jr. senior moment with him if Bronny's good enough, you know, to play in the league. But the anticipation would be maybe there's a team out there that if they're going to draft LeBron James Jr., that's where LeBron James Sr. is going to sign. Mm-hmm. So I could see that scenario where, and it could be the Lakers, who knows, but there's going to be a team that's going to want that, you know, whether it's for box office or if he's still playing at this level at the age of 40. And at this point, you know, he's either going to go off the cliff or at some point it's going to decline, because it's remarkable that, you know, he's still playing at this level at this advanced age.
Yeah, I mean, it's different sports, but you look at what Tom Brady just did. Like, when Brady was 38, people were like, oh, this has got to be it soon. And then he ran off, like, five Super Bowls in 7 years and won four of them. I mean, maybe LeBron plays another 5 years. The guys, look what he's doing. It's crazy.
Wasn't Brady, like, 38 or 40 when he goes, I'm going to play to 45, and you almost choked? You know, it was like a spit take. Like, now maybe you get another year or two, and he wants five or six. And then he did it. So, you know, and you're right. Basketball, you guys know from the NHL, soccer, you know, professionals. I mean, these are not easy sports on the ligaments, on the joints. And you usually at some point, you know, it catches up to you, and it hasn't caught up to LeBron yet.
It's incredible. Well, enjoy yourself out there in L.A. It sounds like you are, Mark, and it'll be a fun one tomorrow as well. And we really appreciate the insight. That must have been as cool as it gets. I mean, where would that rank for you in terms of career highlights calling that game last night?
You know, I hate to be the prisoner of the moment, but that might be it. I mean, I've been fortunate to call, I think, five or six finals, and You know, I haven't had like the game seven game winner or anything like that. I've had some good regular season and playoff games, but for that moment, I can't think of anything greater. It was a wonderful assignment. I thanked my bosses this morning. I said, thank you for letting me have a crack at it. That was a lot of fun.
That's awesome.
They should be thanking you, Mark.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it was, I appreciate it.
Incredible call. We'll all sign a picture for you. We'll send it out to you. Just let us know your address, and we'll send you a signed autograph of the three of us, and that'll be a big highlight, I'm sure, for you. Enjoy it out there. Thank you, Mark.
I appreciate it. Yeah, if you find anything in the couch cushions that are pre-signed, send it my way. I'll take them all.
Yep, we will. Absolutely. There's Mark Kesticher of the NBA on ESPN calling the game last night. And what a revelation. Cool. I still can't wrap my head around signing the picture with you and MJ. But it is a great pick. There it is up
it
on
is
TSN, too.
Yeah,
like, that is
what,
a great
what,
pick.
What don't you, like, what's wrong with it?
It's just that it's in your possession now, yeah. Right? Like, if it got auctioned off, and that I can understand, Carolina
but
Hurricane
dude,
fans.
I think that was the deal. Like, I think they were going to be given to people for auctions and stuff.
Okay.
And I just came across one, so I'm like, I actually want to get one of these before they're all gone. But the thing is, who the hell would want my signature on it anyway?
Well, you're signed right over MJ,
guys,
too, didn't you?
You guys like to make a big. Let's not make a big. This is not a.
Well,
this
I
is
brought
not
a Sharpie here. I've got a picture of myself.
Go sign
here.
That during the break if you can.
You guys like to make everything an item. I have a great picture here, and you guys turn it into a circus.
It's an awesome.
That's my favorite picture.
It is
a great picture.
Jordan, you can tell that guy takes a lot of pics, and he's always up for it because he's engaged in that picture,
yeah.
Too, right? Like, that's the thing. You're around guys that are constantly being asked to take pics. Some of them just are miserable, and they're like,
dude,
fine.
I am. I have to, like, it's not a lot, but it's like, hey, get me a selfie. Oh, dog. And I'm like, all right. And I just have the most, I'm just like, in my head, I'm thinking, what are you doing with that? Like, why do you need that? And I just, I don't know. I just get weirded out, and I just
it's a
never
compliment.
Have a...
It's a compliment.
It is.
People
see, that's why I would
it.
Rather the conversation.
I know, but yes. People get grapply, yes. And they want to put you in a small headlock, and they got booze. Like, it's
well,
just,
if they're, if yeah, if they've got 80 rums in them, and they want to get in tight and talk to you, then it's a little bit different. If they just want to... BS or hey, a little selfie to show your friends. Like, hey, I got a chance to meet Old Dog. That's fine.
Yeah.
But I would still rather tell the story of like, hey, I got to spend 10 minutes
absolutely.
With Tiger Woods. That's pretty cool. You know.
There's a great example. 5 minutes where you're engaged with Tiger. How you feeling? What's going on? Oh, you play. What's your handicap? Like,
we're
legitimate...
never getting that. We're never.
No,
getting
no, that's
I,
the
I
thing.
Know,
it's a pure hypothetical.
It was a hypothetical, but it's just sometimes I remember being in an elevator with Leonardo DiCaprio. Like, he was shooting a movie here in Toronto. I was living downtown. I knew that he was, like, my neighbor in the hotel we were staying at. And, you know, the last thing this guy wants to do is talk to people. But
yes.
he actually engaged me. Was like, how's it going today? I'm like, good. You know, how you doing? And just kind of BS'd a little bit. I didn't want anything. I could have been like, hey, you want a selfie? Like, you know,
right.
I didn't do it. I just was like,
no,
I'd rather show
cool.
the guy the respect of, like, hey, you know, I know who you are. I appreciate the 2 minutes that you gave me, and we had a nice little chat about Toronto and all of that type of stuff, and he went on his way. He'll never remember me in his lifetime, but I remember that little engagement. And I don't have any video evidence or a picture of it, though, unfortunately.
Right, but you're right. I mean, that's an interesting play where he breaks the ice, right? Where it's instead of the awkward silence where he's thinking, I know this guy knows who I am.
Right.
Just, hey, how's it going? All good. Yeah, all right, see you later.
I don't like my pick anymore.
I love your pick.
I don't like it anymore.
I want to bid on your pick.
Now, all I can think of is how dumb it is that my signature's on that.
No,
I can't
it's not.
Even look at,
no,
yeah,
it's
it is.
Not for the that's not the point I'm making. For the purpose of an auction in Carolina, those are two Carolina legends,
yes,
right? North Carolina legends.
It. Yes.
And that,
if what
you're...
Isn't?
If you're a Hurricane fan and a Tar Heel fan in 2002, that thing is selling like for $100,000.
Agreed.
What I'm saying
let
is
me
the
ask you this.
Fact
if
that it's
there
in
was
your
100,
place.
If there was 100 of those printed and they went to one of those Carney autograph sessions, how many people would cut the thing in half so I'd be out of it?
No.
No.
Because you don't want just a picture of Jordan. It's clearly he's with someone else.
And you said, and Hayes just said it, it's the market. If the market was, right. They went to an autograph session in Carolina in 02, you know, that's
so.
A lot different. And hey, there's two celebrities that have performed quite well for this area. Like that's
Hazy, if I find one more, what about your basement?
I'd love one. See, that's something that I think would make a lot of sense. You know, Jordan and O'Neal, they both signed it. There's a lot of value because it's in my house, you know.
I thought you were going to bring up the Gord Downie because you've got, I think, something very cool from Gord Downie. Like, that is like an unbelievable. Isn't that your number one thing, correct? Is it
my
not?
My favorite thing on earth. If we want to do show and tell, let's take a break. And when we come back.
All right, we got a little show and tell coming up. I like it. We got Steve Sands coming up as well, the waste management down in Phoenix.
Picks,
we got
picks
coming up. The field is spectacular.
Dude, I know you. You always complain about Rory, but if you get first pick, I know you'll take him.
Well, the odds are, listen, he's 8-1, I think, to win this thing. There's actually a guy with shorter odds than him. Probably not surprising who it is.
Yes.
Well, so we'll get to the picks. I may sniff around Rory if he's on the board. And Sansi coming up. Overdrive continues. TSN 1050 and on TSN 2.